Guess who's back with another podcast episode? You know, I'm really spoiling the listeners, man. I really am a lot. It's been a great year so far. It's been an even, better week. You know what I'm saying? A brother finally got paid. Was able to make some payments on some bills. Never been so happy to pay bills in my life and still have some money left over. So I got a headlight out. That's cool. I had my taillight out. Fixed that. So much work needs to be done. But, guys, I'm still here. I'm still standing. I'm still strong. I told myself I wasn't going to do this podcast episode, but, I figured this is my happy place. Most of the time, actually, I talk with my eyes closed because I'm in my own zone. Whenever I'm doing a podcast or if I'm doing an episode, I'm just in the zone. Unless, of course, like if I'm with a guest, you know what I'm saying? For the most part, my eyes are closed about 90% of the time just because I'm talking. It gets me relaxed and I can talk, I can just say what's on my mind. So, the reason why I am doing this episode or having a segment like this, number one, I do want to have more women on my show. To get a female's perspective on the things that I talk about. So I have a couple of people in mind, and basically what this is to me, like I'm still going to continue to do interviews with people that I deem are interesting. I have some things in the work. Shout out to Easton Cook. I talked to Easton and Easton said he was down. But if I'm going to do this, though, I really think I need to have two microphones. That would definitely be essential. So I'm still working on that. Shout out to DJ65, a.k.a. Kwaku Dua. I told him I'd have him on. I believe I also talked to Artie. Artie said he would be on or he'd love to get on. But what this is, though, every now and then, if I don't have somebody on, the podcast is either going to be one of three categories. It's either going to be an interview. It's either going to be about sports and me doing backdrops to sports backdrop to sports, reading news articles, and just like, things that are happening, things like that. Or I'm going to be doing rants, or I'm just going to come on and just do rants and, tell stories and stuff like that. So that's the three main focuses of my podcast: interviewing people or having people on my show. Sports, entertainment, news articles, or it's me ranting or doing solo. That's what my podcast format is laid out as. I need for a maybe episode in the future just to get a woman's perspective on the dating game as a whole. I have a couple of women in mind that I do want to have on, but I'm still waiting to get the green light from give me the green light. Oh man. But, waiting for that. So the reason why I'm on here now, why I'm on the podcast tonight is to tell once again, I love to tell me some stories. So, this one in particular is about, this girl that I had met on an online dating app. Shout out to Michaela Mills. Michaela Mills is the one that actually introduced me to this app, this godforsaken app they call Hinge. Basically what Hinge is like you go through and you like people's pictures, and when you like their picture, you can leave a comment. And you don't necessarily have to match with somebody. So say, for instance, if somebody comments on your page, if a guy comments on a woman's picture, and the woman acknowledges that, it gives you the option to then invite them to come chat in their inbox. So I had met this girl on Hinge, and she seemed cool. She seemed real cool at first, a little quirky, but I was willing to work with that. So things just got a little we're texting. And she asks me, and everything, the conversation's going well. She asks me, "So why were you on Hinge?" And I said, "I'm just trying to see what's out there." I said, "What about you?" She gives me a definite answer of, "I want to find my husband. I want to find my person. I want to grow with somebody. I want to find my soulmate. And I'm like, wow, like, okay, I could get down with that. That's cool. So for maybe like a day or so, we're texting and she tells me that she does DoorDash. For those of you who don't know what DoorDash is, it's a delivery service where you can basically pay people to go shop for you or to go get your food for you when you sit your ass at home. Basically, it's what that is. So she does DoorDash. Now, I work in Overland Park. She was willing to come out to... Now, I thought... And then I said, hey, we should hang out. I said, let's hang out. So I was under the impression that if she was going to do this DoorDash thing, this was going to be after we hung out. That's what I thought. So she comes and she meets me. And guess what? I end up going on this DoorDash thing with her. This is my first DoorDash date. Okay? I was like, what the fuck? Excuse my language. I was pissed. Takes me on this DoorDash date. And in person, she was cool. Like, she was, I thought she looked fine, but just as the car ride went on, things just kind of got a little strange. First off, like, she's a hardcore, like, liberal, you know, white liberal chick. You know what I mean? But she tried to make the argument. She's bringing up all this stuff. But she goes, you know, I just want people to know that white privilege is real. White privilege is real. And I just laughed at that. I was like, I don't care about white privilege. And she goes, how can you say that? I mean, that you have black people right now, you know, I think that they need to go to school because if they don't go to school, well, then how are they going to make it and opportunities and blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, okay, like, you know, maybe like more kids. We should have more kids that are going to school for trades. We need more, you know, welders. We need more mechanics. We need more plumbers. We need electricians. We need all that. Those can all be trades. And I know people that went into those trades and they're making a lot of money right now. And she's, no, education is the key to getting out of poverty. And man, man, man. I was like, whatever. And so she's basically telling me how to be black. She's telling me that I should feel offended and oppressed and all that other stuff, which I felt that way when I was like 17. All right. I don't feel that way anymore. Life is what you make of it. Not saying that like what she's saying is wrong, but I'm not going to play the victim as far as that goes. But that's for another podcast. Okay, so then it gets a little bit deeper. So she tells me some things. She told me two things, but I'll only tell you one of the two. She had a rough childhood. I'll just put it that way. Then she hits me with this. She goes, do you believe in God? I said, yeah, of course. Yeah, of course I do. And I'm just looking out the window just like, yeah, for sure I do. And she goes, good. She said, do you you go to church? I said, no, I don't go to church. You know, I haven't gone to church, honestly, since my grandparents died. So I felt no reason. And I never really liked going to church, at least the churches that I've seen, like, around that time. But would I go back? Of course I would. I just have to find the right church. So if anybody knows of any good churches, please, please let me know, because I might attend. And when I mean churches, I don't mean chicken. I'm kidding. Anyways. So I said, no. She goes, well, I make it my goal and I make it my mission to wake up. Even when I was a kid, I didn't want to go to church, but now I see how important it is and blah, blah, blah. I said, okay, that's cool. And then, like, she goes, you know, I have a question. I said, what? She said, how many people have you slept with? I said, wow, we're going to start off with that. Okay. So I told her my number and I'm like, yeah, you know, that's, you know, it's whatever. And she goes, oh. She goes, okay, well, I'm just going to let you know that I know we just met, like, but we're not going to have sex, like, for a while. So in my head, I'm like, okay, after this car ride is over, I'm out of here, man. I'm deuces. So I was like, oh, okay, I'm about to, you know, I'm not putting up with this BS. Then out of nowhere, I didn't ask her this. She tells me, she goes, yeah, I'm going to be honest with you. Like, don't judge. I said, okay. She said, I love sex just like every other person, just like the next girl. I love it. But I just think that a relationship should be built on a foundation of emotional connection and genuine love before that. And I was like, I agree. You know what I'm saying? I get what you're saying. You know, I'm kind of rolling my eyes as I'm talking. And she goes, okay, so you understand that? I said, yeah, sure. She goes, okay. Also, don't judge me, but I've had at I suppose I've slept with about 100 people. Fam, when I tell you guys that she told me that, I wanted to jump out of the car. Not because, like, you know, here's the thing. This is where I'm coming from with this. The fact that you tell me that I have to wait to have sex with you, which, here's the thing, that's never really my intent to do on the first time that when I hang out with someone that I want to get to know. It'd be different if it was just some girl that's just like, oh, you know, she's with it, I'm with it, okay, she can get it. No, like, my intentions are to get to know someone a little bit better. You know what I'm saying? Before that happens, now, if they're with it, they're with it. But it has to be a mutual thing. I'm not one to push that on somebody. I'm not one to push that on anyone who's not feeling the same way. My issue was that she waited after 100 dudes. Now, all of a sudden, I'm the guy that has to wait. No, when my intentions weren't to really sleep with you the first time anyway. So now I have to wait. That's interesting. That was interesting to me. So I'm just sitting there like, I froze. I was just like, so what about the other 100 guys? Like, do they have to wait? Did you give them the whole church spiel? Probably not. I don't know. But now I'm the chosen one, which then it brought me back to, that's why she, for being her, that's why she was so sure of what she wanted, because she got 100 different times to mess up and then have another chance and then mess up and another chance and something happens and then another chance and she gets in bad relationship after bad relationship, which, you know, part of me sympathizes with that. But the other half of me is just like, so why make me wait? Why set those boundaries with me when you had 100 other chances to do so? She didn't do it. So I'm just in disbelief, and she's like, I know you're judging, you know, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, no, not really. You know, I've seen worse, which I haven't, but I'm like, dude, that's a lot of mileage, man. This chick had the mileage of a 96, 96 Intrepid. For real, man. I couldn't believe it, man. And like I said, it has nothing to do with her past. Everybody's got a past. Everybody likes to have sex. I get that. My issue, like I said, the issue was that you're making me wait when you didn't make the other guys wait. That was my whole issue. So she took it as like, oh, like, it's about the sex. I was like, no, it's not necessarily about that. It's just that you're setting these parameters. Why set parameters for me, or these boundaries for me, but you haven't done it for anybody else? So she couldn't explain it. So she gets mad at me and blah, blah, blah. And then she says I'm not an adult because, you know, that's all that's on my mind. Well, look, sweetheart, you got me beat by like 10. By 100? Yeah, you got me beat by, look, let's just say you got me beat in life. Like, I don't see myself having sex with 100 different chicks in my lifetime. Like, I'm just, unless, of course, I make it famous with this nice cameraman voice. But if not, I don't see it happening. I really don't see it happening. But yeah, so she attacked my character and blah, 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 and told me that you just don't understand because, you know, as a guy and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, dude, who cares about what you're talking about? I don't care. I could care less. So yeah, that was a weird dating story. No online date. And I have plenty of other ones as well that are pretty strange, to say the least. But yeah, I think it's safe to say that I am done with online dating. The majority of the chicks on there are broken, and they don't want it, and they can't be fixed. And what is it with women who put on their little dating profiles, they say, no hookups. I'm in this for the long haul. I need a man who's in it. What? Why can't you say that in person to a dude? That's what I don't understand. I don't get that. Now you want to be serious because you've been cracked so many times. Now it's like, you know what? I'm tired of getting beat. Let me go ahead and find one of these suckers. Let me go ahead and find one of these guys who's going to love me for me. And I'm going to hit them with the, if you can't love me at my worst, you don't deserve my best BS and all that other stuff that they talk about. Yeah, no thanks. So I just deleted, I deleted the apps, what was it, about a week ago? Deleted them about a week ago, so yeah, I'd much rather meet a woman in person. That's at least how I see it as. But I'm not mad. Like I said, I'm not mad about what women do. I'm not mad that women have preferences, because we as men, we have preferences too. Preferences. Is that how you say it? Preferences. That's what I meant to say. Preferences. They got theirs. We got ours. So, I mean, hey, at the end of the day, we all get along and you go where you're celebrated, basically. And that just goes for anything in life. You just go where you're celebrated. You know, go where you receive the most love. You don't always have to chase the dimes. You know, it's nice to, but at the same time, though, man, you're just going to drive yourself crazy. So, and like, it's weird because like society pushes us, and that's why there's so much pressure. Like, compatibility to me is at an all-time low, because we have social media telling us the type of woman that we should date, the type of man that we should date, an ideal partner that we should date. They tell us these things and we believe it. You know, we would much rather not go for the girl who, you know what I'm saying, like who's got it made and who's doing good things in her life. But instead, we would much rather go for the slim thick model with the big ass. Now, there's nothing wrong with that at all, you know, but you're subjecting yourself. You do realize that, like, the badder the woman you have, like, the more attention that's going to garner, and you're going to have more dudes trying to get at her, because, you know, guys are in competition. So a guy's going to slide in her DMs and offer all kinds of things. And I'm just using this as an example. I'm not saying this is true, but I can see it happening. So, I mean, like I said, it's just a headache. But instead, like, we ignore those who rock with us. We ignore those people. You know, I've made that mistake before. I'm like 0-2. I had two good women in my life, man, whom were like complete girlfriend material, man. Like, for real, they were for me, and I messed that up. Why? Because I wanted to go out there and chase some other girls. I wanted to, you know, think I wanted to be single. And honesty is key, fellas. Like, there's no need to lie to women. There really isn't. If you don't want to be in a relationship with a girl, or you know, whatever, then just say so. But don't, it's not nice to lead people on. In my opinion, it's not. Let them know from the jump. And then when you let them know, if they still keep rocking with you, then you can go back and say, hey, I did tell you this. Remember I told you this? And then they can't be as mad at you. You know what I'm saying? I think that's pretty much it for the time being. Shout out to the Warriors, man. They're cutting through the Portland Trailblazers like a hot knife in butter. And who won the game between the Raptors and the Bucks? Look that up real quick. Oh, the Raptors won tonight. Good, good. I did say Bucks in six, so we'll see what happens. But yeah, man, the dating game is weird. It's strange. I think I'm going to do a separate podcast, hopefully with a woman that wants to come on and talk about that, to get a woman's perspective on just it in general, man. It's cool to see people that are in relationships that don't have to go through the things that, like, most single people do, because it's tough when you're going out to a club, man, and you don't want to look for your wife at the club or bar. You're not going to find her there. And if you do, hey, kudos. Now, if you happen to find her there, but that's not my ideal spot to meet the love of my life. But I don't know. I guess you can meet them anywhere. But I'm not going to look for love anymore. I don't want to look for love or look for anybody. What I'm seeking is success. So maybe that's what I should, that should be my first love. Being successful on my podcast. But it's baby steps, you know, baby steps. So what time are we looking at right now? Let's see. Oh, okay. All right, so we're about 20 minutes in. That's cool. So I think I'm going to just wrap it up here. I'm going to wrap it up here right now. I'm going to do some sports podcasting this week. You know, hopefully I can get into that. And I know there's a couple points that I missed on that I wanted to talk about, but that's okay. I'll probably get them on the next one. But anyways, this is the Christian Oh, not this. See, I'm tripping. Well, this is the Christian Willingham podcast. This is Christian Willingham's podcast. What I meant to say was, this is the Willing to Go Ham podcast. And it's time for me to
go, 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 go. And on the count of three, go, 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 go. And on the count of three, go, 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 go. On the count of three, everybody run back to your fantasy.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.